I'm Tina Trick Wilkes, and I'm the Bowls and District Special Olympics head swim coach.
Tina, how did we do here with some local competition able to take part in the Alberta Summer Games?
Yeah, Shane Nielsen did a great job. He received several medals, gold medals, for his racing, and he competed way up in the Sherwood Park area in July, and he did a freestyle, a 50 free, a 50 back, and 50 breasts, 100 breasts, and 100 free, and he medaled in all those events. So he did very well. We took home 4 golds and a silver and a bronze. So he did very well. And a relay. He was also in a relay, yeah.
I understand that we're getting close to restarting the season for all of your athletes. Is that correct?
Yeah. Our swimmers get started on 27 September, and that's at the Olds Pool. They do a great job of hosting us. And we get going at about 4:45 at night, and we're in the pool by 5 to 6 o'clock at night. They get a full hour. We have some wonderful coaches. And if you have people that like to swim and like to work with special needs, we always welcome more volunteers to help our swimmers get the very best. There's some very fast special needs swimmers all across our province and all across our nation, and it's a great chance for them to show their athletic ability.
For sure. Approximately how many swimmers do you usually have each year in your program?
Well, the program has really grown, and swimming is developing a lot. Last year, we had about 25 in the program, and we like to have students, they can start as long as there's parents involved right away, like 8 or 9 years old. And then we have some older athletes that can compete, right? That's a nice thing about Special Olympics, with people with special needs can compete right till they pass away. It's a very special organization, started over 50 years ago by a doctor, and he had done a great job at inclusiveness, including, although they're mentally challenged or genetically challenged, at least they have a chance to compete and feel the dignity and the respect that other athletes do.
If anyone is interested in joining your program or volunteering to help you guys out, where can they find out more information, Tina?
There's a Special Olympics Olds website, or Special Olympics Alberta website. Karen Mengerson is a fantastic lead in the community, as well as Darren Brown. Or if they wanted to specifically do swimming, they could just get a hold of me at swim.wt@gmail.com.
That's wonderful. Do you guys have any upcoming fundraisers or anything like that for Special Olympics Olds and District that you wanted to highlight, Tina?
Yeah, we are hosting swimmers from all over the province on the 8th of November in the Olds Aquatic Center. They are so wonderful to host us, and they do such a great job, and so they're very kind to the athletes, and that'll bring people from the North Country and as far south as Lethbridge in to compete with our athletes.
That's great. Anything else that you wanted to add at this time, Tina?
Well, I really thank the town of Olds, and Michelle Schumar does a wonderful job running the facility. She's very supportive of our athletes, as well as Karen Mengerson and Darren Brown do an outstanding job of creating a very inclusive, positive attitude for our special needs students and athletes.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for giving us all that information, Tina.
Okay, thank you so much.